Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Serious issues regarding whether this election was stolen, whether there's voter fraud, whether it was fair and transparent exist, all of which need to be addressed, including the many legal issues that are pure legal arguments. All of that has to be done. The vote has to be certified. Audits have to be done. And likely the Supreme Court will be one of the last words, if not the last word in this case. Lots of activity ahead of us. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, in addition to all of the legal issues, and there's some pure legal issues, one of which would be before the Supreme Court, and that is this: can the state Supreme Court of Philadelphia or Pennsylvania unilaterally, without the legislature's consent or permission — remember, the legislature in Pennsylvania is Republican-led. Mm-hmm. There's no way they were going to extend the election ballots after November the 3rd. That is fraught with problems. Yet the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did it on its own.
How'd they get away with it, though?
Well, they just did. And so that's one of the legal challenges. That's a pure legal challenge. And I think it's a strong one, which would mean that all of these ballots have to be literally tossed out that came in after the 3rd, after November 3 at 8 p.m. If they were not in by November 3, 8 p.m., they're gone. And that is where the vote changes came about,
right,
in Pennsylvania. So that case is a very significant one. 11 states have filed an amicus brief at the U.S. Supreme Court arguing that it is unconstitutional what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did. You have other allegations, like, for example, Wisconsin. At the same time, state law says the ballots cannot be, for mail-in, cannot be counted if you're missing the address of the voter's witness. That was pretty clear. It was reiterated by the Wisconsin Election Commission in August, but then they switched, but they can't change the statute, but they changed their directive mid-October. That's a pure legal issue. That doesn't require a lot of investigation. It's a pure legal issue. The other thing is there are some things that are going to be more difficult and, frankly, more concerning than some of these, some more concerning than others. In Antrim County, Michigan, what you have are about 6,000 or more voter swing where they were attributed to the Democrats and they were meant for the Republicans. Now, the person overseeing that said that there was a voter glitch and those votes had now been changed over to President Trump and the Republicans. But how did that happen? How did a so-called voter glitch occur that falsely attributed or gave 6,000 or more votes to Biden than to Trump? That's a real concern. In Georgia, the top election official is now investigating after a, quote, ballot issue, without saying what the issue was discovered in one of the counties most responsible for giving former Vice President Joe Biden the lead over President Trump. The secretary of the state did not reveal the nature of the issue, but that's under investigation. That's very, very concerning. That, again, you have some computer glitches. We also know that Lieutenant General McInerney, a three-star retired general, retired from the Air Force, high-ranking individual, who obviously has security clearance, has been involved in lots of different security and other kinds of domestic and international issues at all different levels in his position as being a three-star general. Mm-hmm. He has talked about the development and the existence of the computer software called Scorecard. It's that scorecard that he said, and actually he made these statements before the election. He said that on election, what would happen if this was being used or deployed by the CIA? And again, we don't have direct proof of this, but these allegations are coming from a retired three-star general.
Wow.
These allegations are not coming from some blogger, and he is very insistent about it. He knows about the scorecard, and what he says is that on election night, and he said this before election night, he said that it'll look like Trump is winning, but then when that happens, the scorecard computer program will begin changing 3% of the votes. And you know, when you saw the polls close on November the 3rd, you see that Trump was leading in Pennsylvania by about 400,000 votes. You saw him leading in Georgia by significant margins, in North Carolina by significant margins as well. And then you have lots of changes that took place after that. So these are really serious allegations. And so this goes beyond even President Trump. It certainly does address the future of our country. Which kind of country are we going to be for the next 4 years? That is very concerning.
Yeah, this is really about stealing the election from the people, Matt. I mean, this is our freedom to vote, to have a voice in who we have in office to represent us. And this is stealing from the people. But you know, I'm very encouraged that Attorney General Barr has authorized federal prosecutors to pursue these allegations in these various states. The President Trump's campaign filed a lawsuit, and there's several other lawsuits going on. But it's very important that these be investigated because, again, this has been stolen from the people.
Yeah, this is, and of course, that has to be ultimately proven. But the point is this: it's premature for anybody to be crowned the president-elect.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
And it's certainly not the media's job. And that's disgusting. They decided that it was their duty to do that.
It's detrimental to our entire process, and it sets up a real conflict.
And it's put a lot of fear and questions in people's mind, what to believe.
Well, and you know, you see so many people leaving Facebook to go to other social media platforms because they're just tired, as I am, of the censorship. They're tired of the media, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, but also the Fox News. Fox News has just been terrible, calling prematurely. The state of Arizona, when it was way too early to call it, and even the governor of Arizona pushed back and said, wait a minute, it's too early to call this state. We need to wait till all the votes are counted. And of course, there's lots of different situations that are going on in all these different states. There's multiple state and federal lawsuits. We have one of our team on the ground in Pennsylvania trying to become an observer, so that we can observe the vote count. But we have been denied by the officials in Philadelphia. Now, if they're not having any worries about what's going on,
if you don't have anything to hide,
then
why
don't
you worried?
Allow observers?
Yeah.
You know, that itself raises some serious questions. Mm-hmm. We ought to have the opportunity. In fact, state law requires the opportunity, and a state court order demands the opportunity for a representative of a campaign to actually observe the count.
Yeah, in Detroit, they were covering up the windows. Lo and behold, they were actually counting Xerox copies of ballots, one of the observers testified about. You know, so this is not about hiding something if you don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, and we already know a woman in Texas has been indicted with 134 felonies. We know that a person was trying to cross the Canada border and had mail, including ballots, that had not been delivered. That person is being criminally charged as well. Since we're running out of time, I will share this story tomorrow. And again, we don't know if this particular story has been verified yet, but it's somebody who called into our office that raises a serious concern about what happened in Arizona. The problems that we have, Holly, are quite widespread, pervasive, spread over multiple states, and involve hundreds of thousands of votes. And yet, when you look at the vote differential between the two candidates, it is very small. The margin is very small, even with those votes that were counted, many of which likely should not be counted. We're going to stay involved because we're very concerned not only about our future for the next 4 years, but about the future of fair and transparent elections forever in this country. We need to make sure we get this right and weed out this corruption and shine the light in the darkness. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.